Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour 英文小酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，加入我们的酒馆社群，邂逅更精彩、更广阔的世界。
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Britain Under the Microscope. Hi Alan.
Hi Lulu. Hi everyone.
You know, a lot of people are really leaving all these comments and saying, oh, we want to hear from Alan. A lot of them love your voice.
Oh, thank you.
So we got Alan back,、
mm-hmm.
as you wish. What are we going to talk about today?
I think the last time we spoke a little bit about your latest videos on Douyin. And I've had a look through them after our last chat, and I really like them. They're really quirky.
Quirky means strange, right?
Yes, but it's actually quite positive.
Hmm.
If you call something or someone quirky, it means that they're individual, they're unique, a little bit alternative, a little bit different from other people.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, with that in mind, I'm thinking, let's talk about things that are quirky. And the thing that most people think about the UK, especially Europeans and Americans,is the idea of the English eccentric.
The English eccentric? Doesn't eccentric just mean different, special, or strange, if you don't mind me saying?
Yes, pretty much it means all of those. Eccentricity is normally people with maybe unusual habits or behaviour, but it's not seen as a completely negative thing. It doesn't mean crazy.
就有点怪咖的那种感觉，我觉得就是比较古怪。Would you say that in British English, eccentric is positive even?
It can be positive. It can also be negative as well. But a lot of people take pride in the fact of being unique or having unusual hobbies or interests or acting in a different way from everyone else.
Honestly, this is all very theoretical.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any examples? Like, for example, what would you consider or what would people consider an eccentric?Behavior.
I would say, in terms of hobbies, maybe that would be the easiest example, would be train spotting.
Train spotting?
Yes.
Train as in train to transport?
Yes. There are quite a few people who are obsessed with trains, and they will spend the entire day standing on a platform of a train station, recording all the trains that they see.
For what purpose?
For fun.
I guess they have a very different idea of what fun is. So they stand there.
Yeah.
And they just write down.
The train numbers.
The train numbers. Can't they just look at a timetable? Because in China, we just look at a timetable and then.
Well, when I say the train numbers, I mean the actual numbers on the train itself, like the machine numbers.
Oh, okay. So not like which train,
but
the detailed numbers.
Yeah.
Oh.
There are even lots of magazines in the UK about.Train spotting.
That is very difficult to understand. I guess to each his own. 每个人都有自己的
Oh, yeah. There are people who are interested in bird watching.
Oh, bird watching, I know.
Yep.
Watching the bird, I think, isn't that a bit maybe for older people?
Yeah, but also some young people like it as well.
Mm.
There's also church bell ringing as a hobby.
What, you ring the church bell?
Yeah.
Is that allowed? Will church actually allow you to ring their bells?
They encourage it. They actually have special clubs where you can go and ring church bells.
Okay. I think it seems to me, the way I think, because in China, especially living in Beijing, everything's so fast-paced.
Yeah.
So everything needs to have a meaning, has a function.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm more used to...thinking in a very functional way. It's like, what is the meaning of this? But I guess these people are just doing really random things for no results, just for doing it.
Yeah, that's the whole idea about hobbies as well. So we could probably talk about that in a later episode, but hobbies are very popular.
Yeah, hobbies I get. For example, if you collect things, then you actually have the collections to show for. But what you were talking about,slightly different. Coming back to, you said being eccentric is not seen as something bad. Would you say that is a part of the English culture?
Pretty much, yes. They often say the golden age of the eccentric was the 19th century, the Victorian age, because it was mostly the aristocracy.
aristocracy, oh, people with social status, 就是贵族。Honestly, I think that was the same in China. It's usually people who had money, the titles, and the time they could afford to be eccentric.
Oh, exactly. There's some famous stories from British history, like there's one aristocrat who was so shy that he built tunnels all through his estate so he can avoid talking to people.
That sounds very English. 这种社恐我觉得是听起来很英国的感觉。
Yeah.
So he built tunnels、
yeah.
to just go around.、
There was one aristocrat that decided to stay in bed for about 30 years for his health.
30 years?
Yep.、Yeah.
For his health, I would think that his leg muscles will just...
They did.
Atrophy.
He couldn't move at all.、And one of my favourite stories is an aristocrat that preferred dogs to people. So he would never invite people to dinner, but instead he would lay the table for 12 of his dogs, and the dogs would eat from silver plates.
Actually, that is not that uncommon. I've seen people do that in China.
Okay.
I think people really, really love their cats and dogs and they treat them like people. They let them eat at、the same table. But back to the topic of culture,、like the origin of this.、yes, aristocrats, they had money, they could afford to be eccentric. But would you say the eccentricity or people's tolerance of it or the appreciation of it has something to do with like the English mindset?
I would say to a certain extent, yes.In earlier episodes, we talked a little bit about British comedy, about it being quite absurd and strange. And part of that is also linked to eccentricity. In Europe, lots of Europeans think that British or the English are very strange. They're very eccentric. And we actually think we're quite strange and eccentric.
Is it the island mentality? Because you're sort of cut off.
Yeah. English people do see themselves as being on a small island,And they're slightly separated from the rest of the world.、But there's also another element to it as well. Being eccentric is a sign of creativity.、
Honestly, I think sometimes when Chinese people think of English, of British, a lot of the times people would have this stereotype of you guys being very reserved, kind of more serious.But honestly, I think you see the very reserved people, you see the very, very conservative people. But on the other side, you also see some extremely creative people. Some of the, probably the best creative artists are in the UK.
Yep. Because creativity, a little bit of eccentricity, and all comes from the idea of individuality.、People want to be individual.
To be unique,、like you said.
I would say a really good example of this, and you can probably still see it online, is the 2012 London Olympics opening ceremony. Because there was a lot, there's quite a few strange shows there. It was completely different to other countries.
For us, it was really strange because、2008, that was a huge deal for us, and we had the perfect opening ceremony. Everything's so organized.Perfectly executed. And then when we looked at the London Olympics, is this really opening ceremony?
Yeah, but that's all linked to eccentricity. That's、all linked to the things that we think about ourselves. I would say English people, they don't really look at themselves as very reserved. They actually look at themselves as a bit eccentric, a bit different from everyone else.
所以伦敦那个奥运会的开场是因为我们看起来就有点随意啊，但其实是刻意为之的随意，就是 because you guys were trying to show that eccentricity.
Yes.
And actually, a lot of these music trends, or even fashion trends, started in Britain. I did not know that. For example, punk.
Yep.
And even goth.
Yep. These are alternative cultures that、are very popular, or they were very popular.、So punk...Listening to punk music, having spiky dyed hair, or being goth,、dressing in black, wearing vintage clothing. Vintage clothing is still very popular in the UK at the moment.、
And also glam rock.
And glam rock as well. So all of those type of things are a bit creative, but also rather eccentric、as well.、
So in the end, Let's talk about some expressions that people can actually use. Because in Chinese, when we say 怪, it's quite negative.
Yeah.
说这个人好怪啊,或者说好奇怪啊。It's usually not a good thing.
Yeah.
So since you guys are so into eccentricity, do you have some slightly better words for strange? Because in English, if you say someone is strange or odd or let's say a freak,
yeah.
those or weird, these are all negative words, right?
Yes. So if you call someone weird or odd or strange or special, that can be very, very negative.
It's like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Mm. But some of the expressions I'd like to share with you, we might actually use these to talk about ourselves.
Mm.
And they're normally a little bit humorous as well.
Mm.
So we've looked at quirky.
Oh, quirky. Uh-huh.
We can say that someone or something is off the wall.
Off the wall. That means kind of crazy?
Kind of different, a little bit crazy.
Mm.
You can call someone barmy.
Barmy.
Yeah.
B-A-R-M-Y.
Yeah.
I think that's very British.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Americans use it that much.
And you can also call someone bonkers.
Bonkers. I thought bonkers is just a slang word just for you're crazy.
Yeah.
But like lovingly, oh, you're totally bonkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, like saying to your friend.
Yeah.
Mm.
And you can also say that someone is a little bit loony as well.
Like Looney Tunes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm.
And you can also say that something is a bit wacky.
Mm. Wacky, I would say, to me, it's perhaps very, very close to eccentric. You're just very different.
Yeah.
有点古灵精怪的那个感觉，对吧？安兰也知道中文。Honestly, a lot of these words I would use on myself. I would love it if people say, Lulu, you're so quirky, you're so wacky.
Mm-hmm.
I would find that to be the highest form of compliment.
Same here. That's it. It's all about being just a little bit different, a little bit unique.
Mm. So what do you think, Alan? You've known me for years. Do you think that I am quirky and wacky?
I think you're completely bonkers.
And the same to you.
Thank you.
All right. On that note, we're going to wrap up here. Do you know anyone eccentric? What do you think about eccentric people? Leave us a comment in the comment section. Let us know.
See you next time.
See ya.
马上就到618了，你有什么计划？酒馆决定在下周五，也就是6月18日晚上8点，在 CC Talk 上举行第11期进阶口语课程的结业展示，免费对所有人开放。随着11期的结业，酒馆第13期口语课程也正式开放报名。现在开始到6月18日报名，享受618特别优惠价的同时，还可以领取小酒馆铺子的50元购物优惠券。如果你对酒馆课程感兴趣，或者想来看酒馆学院的精彩演出，那就赶快联系小助手吧。微信号是 LULUXJG， LULU 就是露露， XJG 就是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母。除了课程之外，618期间酒馆铺子还有各种满减活动和现金红包。不论你想提升口语，还是想逛逛好吃好喝好玩，我们都在酒馆等你。